This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties is considering adding more electric vehicle charging stations. The Ulster County town is installing one at the Kiwanis Ice Arena, far from the town's main street, and town officials want to know about how it will be used as they consider adding more. Quote, "I don't really see where that's beneficial to us in the village," end quote, Trustee Don Hackett said at a village board meeting this week. Quote, "I definitely think we need one, two, or three here in the village," end quote. Village Special Assignment Coordinator Alex Wade thought the library could be a suitable location for a charging station. Quote, "I think it's more of a business advantage for the Chamber of Commerce than it is for the taxpayer," end quote, Trustee Terry Parisian said. Quote, "So it should really be a chamber function since it's going to benefit the business district, not the village of Saugerties residents that are paying the taxes," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Westerlo's planning board has given Cypress Creek Renewables another extension for their proposed solar project. The company announced plans for Costanza Solar LLC, a 2-megawatt solar farm proposal at 198 Sunset Hill Road last summer. A public hearing from last September remains open, with several surrounding property owners upset about the proposal. Before the board's February meeting, with Cypress Creek officials missing from most recent planning meetings, planning board member Edwin Stevens said that, quote, "either they withdraw it in February or we vote on it," end quote. But company officials did not show up again. Quote, "I told them that as long as they had all the documentation for March, that we would resume the meeting in March," end quote, said Westerlo Planning Board Chair Dorothy Virch. Now the planning board is faced with another meeting at 7 p.m. on March 27th at Westerlo Town Hall. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. And the Daily Freeman reports that Palinville native Olivia Bear has established a foundation to help find missing American mountaineers missing abroad after her husband, Stephen, disappeared last year during a blizzard while climbing Russia's Mount Elbrus. Stephen Bear, 32, was a Catskill native but was a police officer in Littleton, Colorado, when he went missing last June. Bear was never found, but his wife has now started the, quote, "Climbing for Bear," end quote, foundation. The goal of the organization is to help raise money for searches. The couple both graduated from Catskill High School and still have relatives in Catskill. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.